Hare Krishna. Nice to be here with you. Shall I speak to this microphone or this one? Okay. So, they asked me today what to speak. I mentioned something about traveling of the soul. And I also wanted to, introduce that if you will have some questions, we can have also some questions and answers at the end. It can be the questions related to the topic. Also, it can be questions which maybe you are carrying in your head and you would like to ask anyway, which will not be related to the topic. But I will keep some space for that. Omagyana timirandasya gananjana shalaka chakshurumitamena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitana manavapishtam stavitamena purtalaya svayami rukaram aham dadati svapadantikam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, it's some time we have not been here. So we traveled, Shami or he? A little bit, visiting different places, devotees, and having some association. In Paris also, is it? His devotee Vlad is correct? He's from Paris, or maybe from here now, I don't know. So, this is the nature of the soul, we like to travel, huh? Who does not like to travel? Lift your hands, please. Yeah, okay. We promised him some sweets that he will be raising the hand. So, it's pretty natural because it's originally coming from the spiritual world, this tendency. And here in material world, we are more or less forced to travel from one body to another. We cannot much choose this unless we accept the process of devotional service and the chanting of the holy name, and then we can change our destiny. We are just going this Thursday night. We are going from Venice and we are traveling in car with some other people. There was one girl, and she said that we are where we are, that we are where we are supposed to be. I mean, the statement doesn't say much, you know, but I told her, no, we are where we are supposed to be, but we can change our destiny. It depends which consciousness you have. If your consciousness will change, then also your destiny can change accordingly. But people nowadays, they are not aware of these things. If you will be sitting here and visiting regularly, you can get knowledge about that. And you can cultivate that knowledge, and through the cultivation of this knowledge, you can actually attain spiritual platform of consciousness and you can change your destiny. You will get this opportunity. But, like, today I was reading about Sigmund Freud. And he was dealing with the mind of the people. And I would say he was dealing with his mind. And he was reflecting his observations and examinations, what he was doing. And he was trying to base some kind of philosophy or theory. Why we have so many problems, why we are feeling depression, and why we are maybe even somebody a little crazy. So different things. So he always came to some conclusion. I was reading what Srila Prabhupada was responding to that. That whatever solution Sigmund Freud brought up, it was always only within the realm of one lifetime. For example, he said that if you are able to, of course under the guidance of some professional psychiatrist or psychologist, recollect or recall your previous, they are calling it trauma or shock, then you can remove that, and then later on actually you will not have a problem with the mind in your further life. And Srila Prabhupada asks simple questions. What about if you will get another shock? You will be shocked again, you know? So then this cure actually doesn't have solution. It's just curing the external symptoms. But because they are dealing only with this one lifetime, they cannot get the idea that actually you are the what you are, what do you say, what you are facing, the problems nowadays, is because what you lived in your previous life. It's not that something which is happening for the first time, and it's not, in, if you will not change your destiny, it's also not the last time. You will be facing it again and again. So therefore, actually, we have to accept seriously the spiritual life, then we can change our destiny. There is a, if we are, when we are traveling from the body to body, there are different, in this world, in the school, we learned the Darwin evolution theory. So it's describing the how this world was created. I don't want to go now in this topic. It's obviously just the theory, so it is called like that. But Srila Prabhupada explained that actually the body, the soul is going through the bodies through the evolutionary process. It is going from the lower type of the bodies to the higher ones. So maybe I can examine you a little bit. What is the lowest type of the body in this world where the soul can be found? Huh? What do you think? What is it? Minerals. Plants, somebody said. Yeah, they are even lower, yeah. Oh, Indra Gopa, yes, the bacterias. Huh? So there are some bacterias, then from that, next one? Plants. No, before the plants, there is something which is bothering you sometimes in the summer. Insects, huh? Then are the plants. Then are actually the aquatics. There are the plants. Then they are, how is it called in English? Reptiles, yeah. And then are these other ones who are drinking the milk, I don't know the English word. Mammals, they are called like that, huh? And then human form. This is the last stage. So all of you who are sitting in this room, you already went through the stages, including me. If we are lucky, we don't have to go again. If not, then we will have to maybe face it again. Depends. But in the form of, as you travel, when you achieve the human platform, you can then choose your destiny. In other species, you cannot. And you who are just working under the direction of the nature, it's always done like that. But as a human, let's say 99.9% of humans, they are also working under the direction of nature, but there is one small part which are called transcendentalists, the spiritual people, who are living their life based on spiritual knowledge. This means the life of a freedom. That means that you can actually get free from the dictation of a nature. And you actually can prepare your next life, your next destiny. For example, there is a story of a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, Gop Kumar, and he was traveling. He was actually looking for God, and he traveled from different planetary systems within this material world. He went to Svargaloka. This is what you see above you in the night in the sky. The stars, this is called Svargaloka planetary system. Where we are living now, this is called Buvarloka. Bur, Buvach, Buvarloka. Yeah. And then below is Burloka. So this is below are the, let's say, subterranean heavenly planets. here is the earthly planetary system. This is called working place. You can earn here certain credits according which you will be destined in next life. And then above what you see in the sky, this is Svargaloka, the heavenly planets. Beyond this, what you cannot see anymore is the planets of transcendentalists or the sages. They are not anymore interested in material life. They are practicing spiritual life. And they are born in with yogic siddhis, very powerful. They are already perfect in their meditation. They don't have to practice this like here. And then, this is like Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka. Then is Brahmaloka, the planet of the creator of the universe, Brahma. And beyond this is the coverings of the universe. In every covering of the universe are living also living entities. The life is much more opulent there even within this universe. There is 8 coverings, or sometimes mentioned 7, but sometimes mentioned 8. And then beyond the coverings of the universe, there is the Brahma Jyoti, the light coming from the transcendental body of the Lord, Krishna. And then it starts spiritual world. First planet is Sadashiva Loka, planet of Lord Shiva. And then Vaikuntha planets, then Ayodhya, then Dvaraka, then Ayodhya, then Dvaraka. And then beyond this is Goloka Vrindavan. This is where we are planning to go. It looks quite a long journey, huh? So Gop Kumar, he went there. He went this through this whole long journey. But you don't have to go that much long. You can take a shortcut by thanks to Srila Prabhupada, who came and introduced the process, which was actually introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. And it's very simple. It's so simple sometimes that it's difficult for people to accept it, that it's so simple. Just yesterday we were speaking with one of our relatives, and fortunately enough for him, he was quite inquisitive regarding the spiritual things. And we told him that you can achieve perfection in a life simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he couldn't accept, like, is that simple? Is it possible? No, you have to do something, some yoga, asanas, or so you have to renounce everything. And people think like that. No? But actually you don't renounce things which don't belong to you. And you don't have to perform all these difficult things. Anyway, we don't own anything in this world, so what we can renounce? Everything is just given for some time to us, and it will be taken away. And all these techniques which are described as yoga techniques in previous times, they are actually very difficult to perform nowadays. And we don't have even mindset to do it. Maybe 1% out of 1,000 he can do it. But even Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Out of many thousands of people. Is it okay? Out of many thousands of people, only one is actually interested in self-realization. How many people is living in Ljubljana? 200,000. Okay, 200,000 or 300,000. So we should have here how many people sitting? According to Krishna's statistics. We should have here 200 or 300 at least. And this is nowadays difficult. Ne? And then you introduce them to somebody very easy path. You just chant Hare Krishna. No. It has to be something more. So come on, you cannot do even this much, you know. So that's the process, no? That we cooperatively, we sit together and we chant Hare Krishna. This association of devotees is actually very important. Without this association, we cannot do it on our own. Whatever Srila Prabhupada is writing in the 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, that if somebody thinks that he can make spiritual progress without association of devotees, he is living in hallucination. So, what does it mean association of devotees? Of course, the question can arise. Is it means that we come here and we slap just each other on the shoulder? Oh, how are you? And we just take something good, some good food? or it is that we will put inside our association some spiritual topics. We meet together, we discuss about spiritual things, we discuss about spiritual life, how we can improve our spiritual life, how we can encourage each other in spiritual life. This is called actually Sadhu Sangha. That's, people are doing this also. They have also their sanghas, they have their associations. Those who play football, huh? They like football. Or those who are not playing, but they are, how is it called? These fans? Huh? Hooligans, you said? They are associating together. Huh? They have their own way how they speak. Huh? Arjuna is asking Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, how you can recognize person who is spiritual? How he is walking? How he is sitting? How he is speaking? You can recognize people. How they behave? How they speak especially. Prabhupada is explaining in the purport. According how they speak, you can recognize if they are spiritual. So even if you meet with somebody who is wearing like this, and he has this on the nose, but he is speaking all nonsense except Krishna. You're better from distance, Hare Krishna Prabhu. You don't keep so close. But if somebody you meet and he speaks about Krishna, he speaks about spiritual life, he speaks about how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to help others, how to control your mind. He speaks about all these things, about spiritual world, how we can go there. Then this association is good. So if you coming here and you are getting this kind of association, then actually you are on very good path. And also we have to learn how to somehow work together. Sometimes it's not easy. This material world, there is so many differences. Huh? Is it? But if as a devotees, we are able to work together and sit together and chant Hare Krishna and speak about Krishna, how is this? Do you know the shloka niramoy? Nateshura te buddha. I cannot remember now. Anyway. So the devotees actually are finding pleasure when they meet together and they speak about Krishna. If we all meet together and we will speak, you just imagine you travel. Right? I'm supposed to speak today about traveling of the soul. So all of us, our souls, we traveled here to the temple. And if we travel here and then can just think, oh, let's, okay, 4:30, okay, he has 15 more minutes and he's done. Then soon will come something more important and then we can discuss something more realistic, you know, something which is related to our lives, you know, not these things which are in the sky. It's nice theory, but in the reality, I have to go to the job, you know, and I'm busy and I go to school and my wife, my children and this, that, so many things. And I mean, come, probably be realistic, you know? No, this philosophy is realistic. It's Krishna, and speaking with Arjuna. Arjuna was in problem. He was in so many material problems at the moment. I told him, no, you focus on on spiritual life, you focus on the soul, then your soul problems will be solved. I will care for them. So, there is a story that one devotee, he was in anxiety about his maintenance, about his livelihood, and then in the night, he was devotee of Lord Jagannath. And then in the night, Jagannath appeared to him. And he chastised him. He told him, you are a thief. You are stealing. The devotee was like, what? He was Brahma. He was a very pure person. He was not stealing. But how not stealing? No. You're stealing because your anxiety for your maintenance, this is my business. Not your business. I will take care for this. You don't worry. You serve me and I will take care for your life. So Krishna is taking care for every devotee. At the end, when Gop Kumar was traveling, I told you, so many of these planetary systems, he came also to the goal. He came to Goloka Vrindavana. And he met finally with Krishna. As all of us, we were on this path. But we have to just stay together and pray together and eat together. And then also, maybe we'll be lucky that at the moment of the death, we will be also together with other devotees and we will be able to think of Krishna at this moment and then we can go home back to Godhead. Somebody wants to stay here in this world? Somebody thinks it's not so bad? Not so many hands. Nasima Sheva not raising the hand on? Is there maybe some question you would like to ask? Loudly, I'm deaf. Half deaf.
Thank you for the wonderful lecture. I would like to ask, what about our parents? Let's say somebody is practicing, he's a devotee, but the parents, they are receptacles. When they are leaving their body, they are attached to the devotee son or daughter. They don't think of Krishna, but they think of their devotee son. What effect does that have?
So, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj explained that if somebody will go home back to Godhead and he's Uttama Bhakta, he's the most elevated devotee, hundreds of generations which will come in the future and which were in the past, hundred and hundred, will get liberation. If somebody is devotee on middle level, Madhyama, then it is 14 generations in front and back. And then if somebody is a Kanishtha devotee, but still he go home back to head, you can go if you are sincere. Then it is 3 generations. So it is your responsibility. If you practice spiritual life, and we have many examples in scriptures where actually Krishna showed that family members, they are favored by Krishna, even if they are not favorable. For example, when Amogha, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he was criticizing him. And then as a reaction for that, he got sick. I don't know exactly what was it. He got very sick and he was almost supposed to die. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and he told him that you give up your envious mentality. But it appeared in your heart, Brahmana. How it can appear in your heart such an envy? You give up this envious mentality. And he touched with his hand his chest. And Amogha, he surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he got healed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said later on to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was, he didn't like the person because he was against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya told him, because he was your relative, therefore I show him the mercy. So actually, even if they are against, or what about Prahlad Maharaj? What Prahlad Maharaj was praying when Hiranyakashipu was killed? Knows what he was praying. Hiranyakashipu offered him the Narsimhadev. He offered to Prahlad something. He offered him, you want the wealth and the power and enjoyment in this world? All these things? What Prahlad Maharaj said? Who knows? Yeah, he prayed for his father. I prayed for more things, but this was the first one. He also prayed for other rascals who are staying in this material world, not just for his father. He was the only one. I pray that you please don't give to my father any reaction for whatever he did to me. So that's a devotee. He always thinks for benefit of his close ones and also those who are not so close. Is it answering your question? Do we have some more questions?
To go to the spiritual soul is necessary to left the physical body?
To go to the spiritual world?
Yes, spiritual soul.
Spirit soul?
Yes.
What is with the spirit soul? Can we again say the question?
Spirit soul is the... actually, this is the work of Srila Prabhupada.
No, if it is necessary to leave the body?
The physical body. Necessary to reach the spiritual soul?
You mean if it is necessary to reach the spiritual consciousness, to realize yourself? That's what you are asking? No? Say it in Slovenian language. I will understand. Jaz bom razumel. Lahko.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
You are soul.
Yes. But when I disrealize,
Okay, understand. No. Ihayasya hadasi karmana manasagira nikilapya vastasu jivamukta sa uchyate. If your activities karmana sagira, your activities, your thoughts and words, if this everything is connected with the service of Lord Krishna, then you can live on a liberated platform already within this lifetime, within this world. It's not condition that you have to die first and then you will achieve spiritual perfection. And you have examples in the scriptures, so many examples that you can achieve this, as you say, soul. You can achieve it within this lifetime. So many examples is there in the scriptures. Maybe you don't see it so much around you. It's maybe not so often, but it is possible. And that's the goal. You achieve perfection before you will die. But if this doesn't happen, this Krishna can make it in the time of death also. Krishna is merciful. He can remove the last remaining obstacles on the way to him at the time of the death. It can also happen like this. But yeah, you can be fully spiritual in this life. You can, reach the soul. You can reach the soul in this life. I mean, you can be self-realized, we would say. That's proper terminology. Is it answering? Yes.
I have a question. So you said that the devotee just leaves everything, Krishna takes care of him. But does that mean the devotees should just leave their job and do nothing? Or is
that explanation? Did I say you should leave everything? Did I say like that?
No.
I also think so. I said you should not work. This is also what Krishna didn't say to Arjuna. No? He didn't tell him you leave everything. Arjuna wanted to leave everything, correct? No fighting. I will not fight, I will serve to you, I will do. Krishna, no. You will fight and I will take care for the rest. So this is what we are saying. People come here, sometimes they think spiritual life, you leave everything, eh? But many times people come here, I cannot be like you people. You are very advanced, you left everything. Who said that? I didn't leave anything. I have bank account. I have my things, you know. I have my laptop. I didn't left anything. No, what you leave is your enjoying mentality. And controlling. Controlling and enjoying mentality, this you leave. That means you better you leave everything in this turn. But the rest you keep. But you engage it in the service of Krishna. That's what is our philosophy. Our philosophy is whatever you do, wherever you are, you do it, but you put Krishna in center. You don't leave the things. I mean, of course, if you are a butcher, well, leave your job, please. Then maybe we can apply that. What do you think? Huh? You know, but otherwise, don't leave anything. You stay where you are, but put Krishna in the center. Not that when somebody comes to your visit, house, and in the center of the living room is a plasma TV. What is it nowadays? LCD. No, the center should be the Krishna. Then actually, that means that you are living everything that. The money you earn, you don't spend for nonsense. You engage in spiritual life. You buy things, offer to Krishna. You go, you visit spiritual holy places. You give donations for supporting temple construction, for spreading Krishna consciousness. So you engage every what you have, your life energy, your intelligence, your physical body. You engage everything in the service of Krishna. Don't leave anything. Is it clear now? I think you had it clear before, but to maybe clarify for others.
Huh? Oh, yes. Many people have in this situation, like, have to leave everything to this Krishna, and all the sacrifices. Then many devotees will come and they think, oh, I'm a Krishna devotee, I don't want to work anymore, I will be on social support.
Yeah, yeah. This is called irresponsibility. This is not in our vocabulary. We don't have this. You will not find it in Bhagavad Gita either. That's the point that we have to live our life based on the teaching of the scriptures. We should not concoct. This is concocted conclusion. This is speculation. Oh, spiritual life means you live everything. How do you know? Who told you that? I think, I mean, who you are to think, you know? I mean, we have such a small brain, you know, so limited power. Even if you are super intelligent, I don't know, they can measure this IQ or what, how is it called? You can have 150 or 160. They say like that. I don't know if it is really relative. It's relative, actually. But our thinking power is very limited. If you don't get pure knowledge from the absolute truth, let's say absolute knowledge, then it's a relative knowledge and it's a relative conclusion, relative truth, then actually also your life will be relative. Regard that, you know. So no, we have to live, especially devotees, when we are coming here, we should live our life based on the teaching of Krishna. Then we will not get to this confusion. And if there is some confusion, then you have seniors. Those already are longer here, they know, they are applying in practice for longer time, so they will explain to you how to put it properly, in order. Okay, is it clear? Somewhere? Okay, we can chant 2 more minutes. One question?
It is said that we only produce karma in the human form of life, and in other form of life we just fail.
Yes, spending. We are spending.
And when the soul wants, let's say, from the karma, let's say, to human form of life, it's one thing that it is, or its karma, and now it will gain new and to achieve new destination. But we see that also humans, things happen in their life.
You are thinking that once you will come from animal, all karma is spent. Now I am starting from the beginning. Is it like that? No, it's not like that. You are carrying pretty much bigger luggage with you, you know. So not all karma is spent till you reach the human form. Something, yeah. But something still remaining. And so it is more. You are not starting from zero. Okay, we will have another part of a program. We can focus our mind, our thoughts, our words, our activities, dancing, singing for Krishna. Huh? We can achieve perfection through this daily practice, regularly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, every day. Thank you for your attention. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gopremanande.